At a formal meal, have you ever wondered which glass of water was yours? Or whether you should say something if someone has a piece of food stuck in his or her teeth? With Minding Your Manners, a podcast hosted by certified etiquette trainer and author Sharon Hill, you will no longer have to question yourself.
Thank you for tuning in. Peggy from Chicago emailed me and asked, why do people seem so rude on the telephone? They leave messages that lack their phone numbers, talk too fast, and leave messages that are too long. Is there such a thing as telephone etiquette? Thank you, Peggy, for your question. And yes, indeed, there is such a thing as telephone etiquette. Here are my top 10 telephone etiquette tips to ensure you are always making a proper impression. When speaking on the telephone, proper etiquette is just as important as when you meet someone in person. 1. Identify yourself, your office or organization in a few words. Try as quickly as possible to learn with whom you are speaking. 2. Maintain a cheerful and considerate attitude toward each telephone caller. A caller usually can recognize if you seem bored. This is discourteous and paints a poor image of you and the organization. 3. Smile! It can be heard. The secret to phone etiquette is to be friendly before you know who it is you're speaking to. 4. Keep business conversations to the point. 5. Do not keep someone on hold for more than 30 seconds. 6. Use the telephone properly. Keep your lips about 1/2 to 1 inch from the mouthpiece. Pronounce letters, numbers, and names clearly. Spell out names if they can be misunderstood. 7. Listening is essential, whether in person or on the phone. 8. Return calls. If you must leave the telephone during a conversation and won't be able to return immediately, say that you will call back and then, hello, follow through. Always try to return your calls on the same day. 9. Always leave your phone number if you ask for someone to call you back. Say it at the beginning of your message and again at the end. 10. Say goodbye pleasantly and replace the receiver gently. The person making the call should be the one to end the conversation. Next, let's discuss the tone of your voice when talking on the telephone. Think about the image you project when listeners hear your voice. Do you think you sound confident and professional? Do you think customers feel comfortable with your voice? Or might they think your voice is about as exciting as listening to paint dry? Whether your voice is confident or weak, do you know that if you display improper telephone etiquette, you can appear unprofessional and even inept? If you want to learn more about making a positive impression with your telephone message, go to my website, SharonHillInternational.com. I can teach you and your team the mechanics of impressive telephone messages, handling meetings with a speakerphone, cell phone etiquette, and even more rules for leaving messages that your listener will appreciate. I am Sharon Hill, and I will teach you how to make a powerful first impression, even on the telephone.
Thank you for listening to Minding Your Manners. If you have an etiquette question you'd like to have addressed on the show, send an email to manners@SharonHillInternational.com. This podcast is produced by Sharon Hill International. To inquire about sponsorship or to download past episodes, visit us at www.SharonHillInternational.com.